you know, just leave the food and walk away. So, we had there, I had a lovely salad, which was a very interesting salad with the bib lettuce and a poached egg with blue cheese. It was kind of like this really weird kind of towery thing, but delicious. And, and Fatty would have loved it because it had really crispy bacon on it. And then, of course, I had the steak again and, did not have the dessert.
Now, I do have a question for you about Bobby Flay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because it had really crispy bacon on it.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode Lemo 5 of the BFO for Monday, the 23rd of April, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Show y'all, I'm gonna tell you about the weekend, and y'all, the weekend included. Can you hear that? Ha ha ha! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Hello, skinnies. Big Freddy, you're the only one that's a skinny. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. Y'all, but before I do anything else, y'all, in fact, this, I'm just going to go ahead and say that this is breaking news. Big Fatty breaking news so early in the little show.
This just into the BFO Good Old Days desk. The old gal, the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Gave Big Fatty a twat.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it on the... Y'all, if you're not on the Twitty, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But y'all, back in the good old days, the old gal, the sea hag, now known as the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. Which is much better than Fat Albert. Hey, 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 hey. Fat Albertson's
Big Fatty, you're just digging the ditch.
She used to, Big Fatty would say something on the Twitty and, the response would always be twat from Walnut Hills. And, that was it. And y'all, Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, y'all, he was having a couple of gin and tonics with two limes at the Aeropuerto Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto Puerto. He put a message on the Twitty saying, well, he didn't say all that, but he said for Big Fatty and for the Vons, yo, yo, hey, yo, yo, to check our P.O. Box on probably around Wednesday for a little something from him. You know, y'all, he's been out there in the New Mexicos.
Big Fatty, he has not. He's been in the Arizona, but it's all the same down there. You can't tell one from another.
I responded. I responded, which sent the response to the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. Saying, well, I will certainly do that. I get out of the house every day. And y'all, I got a twat for that.
Big Fatty, thank hydrogen, Big Fatty.
So, anyway, y'all, I hope you had a lovely weekend. And I guess that means it's time for me to tell you about mine.
Big Fatty, we love to hear about your weekends. I'm like those little school children on that Walnut Hill show that just despise hearing about a never mind twat.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all went back to the coal mine on Friday after being out on Thursday, and y'all felt pretty good on Friday. Gussie, I dropped something on the floor here. It was a good day in the coal mine, and can't remember if I did anything interesting. I will tell you, on Thursday night, I ordered me some new pwn, y'all. When my most regular gentleman caller came over last time, y'all, he was like, Big Freddy, we gotta have some new pwn. And I said, well, okay, we'll work on it. So, y'all, I found something, and so it should be here Wednesday.
Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about that. It's on your wish list. Nobody ever sends it to you, but it's...
Anyway, let's see. What else? So, Friday evening, y'all, we had the big horror hootenanny. Now, y'all... I knew better than for the horror group to do the black out lockup more than once a year. But Miss Porter and everybody, oh, everybody just loved it. We ought to do it again. No, yes. Oh, yes. Y'all, it's always best to leave them wanting more. And y'all, as soon as you give them what they want, they don't want it anymore.
Big Fatty, you got that right.
So, you know, we had the horror blank out horror lockup. And y'all, when we do it once a year, we get a portion of the door proceeds because we are the entertainment for that evening. Y'all, that is some... that is some celery sticks and salsa that Larry Cly had recommended. But anyway, let's see. What else was I going to say?
Big Freddy?
Oh, yeah. So got to the bar, and Miss Porter and Granny had gotten the cage all set up and all blackened out and everything, and got there, and y'all, there were people already ready to buy their Otis Pass. Now, y'all, the Otis Pass for the lockup is so that you can come and go as you please on the cell. You can go into the jail cell and leave when you want to, or you can have somebody arrested and then, you know, let yourself in there and do some inappropriate...
Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about what goes on in there. It's like Vegas.
And there was some folks up from the Sawana horror group. They're gonna do a lockup in Memorial Day weekend, and so they were just trying to figure out what we do so we can see how we do it and all this kind of stuff. And I said, yes, thank you for calling. And y'all, it was okay at best. We didn't get any of the door. Like for instance, when we did it in early November, we did it right after Halloween, Gay Crema. We made $400 doing it, and Friday night we made $153. Poor Big Freddy. But y'all, it didn't cost us anything. We had some of the plastic left over from the time before, so you know, all in all, it was okay. But when we have a horror meeting this coming Wednesday night, I'm going to suggest that we keep it at once a year and just keep them wanting it. Just let them instead of giving it to them, just keep them begging for it. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds lovely. Y'all, on Saturday, I was a semi-sloth. I piddled around, and y'all, I went to the Kohl's department store because I had a 30% off coupon. Now, I know the Danbury's love the 30% off at the Kohl's, and y'all, they were giving the Kohl's cash for $10 for every $50 that you spent. And but you know, this is how they get you, y'all. This is how they get you. It's not how, you know, it's, you gotta do your ciphering before you get up to the clerk at the checkout counter. And y'all, so Big Fatty had to make sure that he had enough items so that with the 30% off, he was still above the $50. And y'all, I tell you, the reason that I decided to do this is, y'all, you know, I have lost. I got on the scale this weekend, and I weighed 144 pounds. And y'all, that is exactly 20 pounds that I've lost since I started the no carbohydrates and no sweets. So, I've got the g'days coming up and the big Florida trip and all that. And y'all, I don't have any shorts. And so, y'all, I had to go get some. And y'all, they were having a good sale, and I had the 30% off coupon. And so, y'all, I got me two pairs of the Bermuda, the Bermuda, as in the onion, shorts, and I got me a new shirt, because y'all, my shirt's kind of baggy on me, too, big, fatty, like in a sack of potatoes, and y'all, I got me a new bathing trunk, and I couldn't find any of the swim caps, though, y'all, I must have been looking in the wrong area, with the discount, it came to right around, I thought I had saved the receipt because I wanted to tell you about it, but I don't know what I've done with it. Big fatty, you'll find it as soon as you finish record. It was like $53 or something, and plus the tax, you know, and that's how they get you with the tax. That's how they get you with the tax. But y'all, I got the $10 in Kohl's cash, which was redeemable on Sunday, and y'all, so on Sunday, I was Saturday night, y'all, I didn't do anything, I just stayed around the Fat Cave, and y'all, there was all kinds of people on the grinder. Hi, everybody. And y'all, one of them was especially delicious. And y'all, by the way, Sunday was Earth Day, so I hope you did your part in picking up some trash. You know, Big Fatty loves to pick up some trash along the side of the road. Big Fatty, they're talking about garbage and paper, not the kind of trash you pick up. Anyway, so y'all, What was I saying? I went to the Kohl's and I got me another shirt, and I got me a new pair of tennis shoes. Big Fatty, you've lost so much weight, your feet have shrunk. So, anyway, y'all, I thought about old E. Pluribus Stone, because y'all, I didn't see the first pair, 12 and a half, there, y'all. It's the curse of the giant penis, y'all. The curse of the giant penis, to not be able to find the Big Fatty, you're just gonna get yourself in trouble. You're just gonna get yourself in trouble. But y'all, while I was out and about, I went, can you hear that? I went by the Vons East. And y'all, I picked up a few things because y'all had the good coffee. The good coffee was on sale. And y'all, I got that. And I got just some vegetables and all that kind of stuff. And I had to get a birthday card. A birthday card for a member of the horror group. And y'all, I got me my celery sticks and all that good stuff. What day of the week was that? Best day of the week, Big Fatty. You did it on the 19th. That was Thursday night after you recorded. I spent $34.64 and I saved $9.17. But y'all, on Saturday, I went by the Whole Foods, which does have a W in it, and got me some more of the good forest bacon and some of the other good stuff and all. And there's no coupon at the Whole Foods. There's never a coupon. But y'all, anyway, after I went by the Kohl's on Saturday, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, you know, y'all, I was expecting a package there from Trucker Alex, and y'all, it's here. And, oh, dear. Y'all, it is taped up. It is like, hold on a second. And it looks like the skull has taped it up. Y'all, I'm watching the TV machine right now, and they're showing the weather. And it looks like old Joey Bukkake's going to be getting about 8 inches. Big Freddy, don't be talking about that. That's his old private life, and he's got a husband. So, anyway, y'all, I'm not sure I can get this thing open. You know, Trucker Alex, y'all, he has got it taped up tighter than the skull. Has got it taped up. Y'all, while I'm opening this, and before I forget, I want you to send, on Monday, I want you to send out good wishes to that turnip head up there in the northern Mexico. I wonder how many inches he's going to get, Big Patty. Because y'all, he's going in to, he is a tin man. And y'all, I've opened it, I've taken the paper off, and there's more tape. Y'all, he's going in to see the wizard, and he's going to get a heart or something like that. He's going to have some sort of, y'all send your best wishes to the tin man, on turnip head. Y'all, I still can't get it open. So we're sending that out. Y'all, I'm not going to play the birthday song today, even though it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for an important person in the podcasting world. She don't listen to the BFO, so Big Fatty, why the hell are you even going to mention it? Because, y'all, it is one of the, one of the real old people in the podcasting realm. Y'all, it's that Wanda Wisdom, who is neither Wanda nor has wisdom. Big Fatty! So anyway, so y'all, I finally got it open, and y'all, inside of the, what is this here now? Ah! Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, this is a crema. This is a crema gift. You should be playing the crema music. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Trucker Alex, and I'm guessing Bob, Big Old Bottom. Y'all, they have sent me, y'all, it has come, and of course it's wrapped up again. I've got to unwrap something else now. Y'all, it's in a metal box. It is, if I had a Roku, I could play it on my Roku, but I am not technologically savvy with that. Y'all, it is 1001 classic television commercials. Y'all, it's a box, and inside the box is another box. And y'all, it is a VR seat. No, it's not. It's one of those what do you call those? The DVRs. The DVRs. Not DVR. What is that called? It's the DVD. Big Fatty just opened the plastic on it. They haven't wrapped it up like the skull. But y'all, it is 1001 television commercials. Y'all, Trucker Alex, Trucker Alex had said that he says, surely you can find something in here that you'll like. And y'all, I can't wait to look at it. Y'all, I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to watch hours. It's 16 hours of nothing but commercials. Big Fatty, it's almost as bad as the BFO. Oh, dick, I see. Well, Trucker Alex and Big Old Bottom, thank you so much for that. And better never late, or better late than never. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's going to be a busy week in the coal mine for Big Fatty. And lots of other things going on. And I hope that your week goes well. Y'all, once again, remember the Tin Man. And send him some good wishes as he gets ready to go to El Hospitalo, where he'll...
Because it had really crispy bacon on it.
Oh, I didn't know that the El Hospitalo had crispy bacon.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.